This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for another edition of your favorite health program. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. He's become an expert at using his telemedicine routine, which is kind of fun. We did it, I think, once, didn't we? Did we do telemedicine, actually, with the Zoom? Once, or was it, I don't remember what we did. I thought we did something once.
We did a telehealth call our app.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It worked out fine. And you were good at it. You were very comfortable. And I think that's one of the things that has bothered some folks. Some of the doctors are kind of a little prissy, and they don't, you know, they think they're stars of a television show because there's a camera pointed at them, and they're a little stiff. But if you're really good at what you do, like Ken is, you can communicate the information and you forget about the fact that the camera is there. By the way, if you want to be in touch with Ken and do that, have that very same experience, you can call his office at 352-735-1400 to connect with the folks there who will connect you with him, 352-735-1400. As has been the case for the past year, COVID is on the top of our list of conversational items, although, thank heavens, we got off last week. I think we spent half the program talking about non-COVID-related items. Maybe if we're lucky, Ken, we can do the same thing. We can aim for that same thing this week. But let's start with the latest prediction from the CDC about the increase or decrease, what to expect going forward into the summertime.
Well, it's nice to hear some optimism from the CDC. The CDC tends to be on the most cautious side, which I guess, you know, I understand they're not looking for any trouble. They try to opt as cautiously as possible. But if you come from that perspective and you hear what they're saying, it sounds like there is some hopeful news. And if they're hopeful, that's a good sign. They're predicting that we're going to see the peak in hospitalizations, deaths, and cases in the springtime, and then a sharp, sharp decline in July. And hopefully we follow the way of Israel, who is the most vaccinated country in the world, and they're seeing almost no COVID-19 right now. And CDC, I think, is extrapolating. They're following in what they're seeing in Israel, thinking by July we're going to have a lot more people vaccinated fully, and we're going to see a sharp decline. You know, you contrast that to a country like India, and they're just, oh my gosh, it's just heartbreaking, sad how it is. A quarter of the new cases, half the new deaths and hospitalizations coming from one country because they somehow have just not gotten themselves vaccinated. A lot of a rural population, hard to get to, and maybe they didn't choose the right vaccine. Just a lot of issues. I'm not sure we all know why they've been slow, but just great people, and just so sad that they're having all this problem. In fact, great doctors come out of India, and it's just surprising that they're having so much trouble getting their population vaccinated.
Well, it's part of, I think, the reality of a place that has too many people that can't be controlled, and this is the problem our country has faced, and frankly, the rest of the world is facing. It's just too many people, and too many different points of view, and you can't service or satisfy a large enough group. I mean, look what's happening in America now. People are getting off of the wheel. The conservative thinkers, if that's what it is, I don't even think that's the right terminology, because I'm conservative, and I don't go go along with half of the stuff that people who are labeled conservative go along with. I think just right of center thinkers, the Trumpers or whatever, whoever they are, in this circumstance that say, I don't trust the government, I'm not getting a shot. And there are a lot of white people who feel that way, a lot of black people who feel that way. And it's unfortunate because it's just plain ignorant. And that's my read on it. You can take your own pill with this one, Ken, but I really feel very strongly about this. I am not a vaxxer. I don't believe in all the vaccines that are around. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I think we got too many mandated vaccines. Having said that, this is not a mandated vaccine, but from what, and I have, as you know, my relationship with Jack Stockwell, who's your counterpart on the other hour of this program, doesn't believe in the vaccine at all, thinks we have we need to build up our immune system and just be healthier, and there's a lot to be said for that. I don't really think I needed the vaccine, frankly. I think I did have a strong enough immune system to probably ward off. I've never had the flu in my life, and I've never had a flu shot. You've told me every year, get a flu shot, and I love you, and I take most of your advice, but I never got a flu shot, and I've never gotten the flu. So does that mean I'm never going to get the flu? I don't. Who knows? But I think that under this circumstance, that for all of the right reasons, my family, my travel desire, being here, there, and everywhere, not wanting to be held back by not having had the vaccine. And when I listen to you talk about what what may happen 30 years down the road, is it what's better, the RNA or the DNA shot? All of those things at the moment, I'm thinking about the now, the here and the now. And I just thought that the smartest thing for me to do it was to have the shots. And I've said that to pretty much everybody in my life. My family's all had them, and we had a get-together. I posted the pictures on my social media pages last week because everybody, for the first time in a year, could hug each other and could spend time together outside in a picnic. I want my life to be like that. Everybody's got choices to make. That's it. You make the choice. Yes?
Boy, what a lot of spirit there. The message that I think that's being lost with the vaccine is that the vaccines for a virus, Doug, work not so much for your own individual benefit.
Right.
They work collectively because viruses, they need this virus, COVID-19 virus, needs a human source. And the only way we're going to get rid of the COVID-19 is if we get rid of enough human sources for the virus to live. And the only way we're going to do that is by getting to herd immunity. So it's not so much how much you help yourself when you get the vaccine for COVID-19, it's that you're getting rid of the possible places where the virus can live. So you're helping everybody, your friends, your family, yourself, everybody, when we collectively get vaccinated. And there just seems, I don't think it's so much politics. They put politics into everything. I think it's just that there's a lot of fear of the unknown with this vaccine. And hopefully, as people get more comfortable and aware of the minimal side effects and the huge benefits, you compare it to the flu, this is probably 10 times more deadly than the flu, COVID-19.
Yeah. Yep, right. All right, food for thought. That's what we're all about here on the DJV Health Show. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us. You can listen to his philosophizing and his expertise, his review of all of the medical journals and his rendering thoughts, if you will, about the results of studies and things that are in the journals. That's all an important part of our discussion here every week on DJV Health. Right now, here's another discussion that's important as far as your own particular circumstance, your individual health and well-being. Ken will tell you, and so will other doctors who are worth their salt, that your body mass index, very important predicator of whether you're going to live a long life or not. If you're fat, obese, overweight, whatever, however you want to term it, you're not going to live a long life. It's just that's it. As Ken says, he doesn't know any 90-year-old fat guys, and there aren't any 90-year-old fat people around because your body can't take it, can't stand it. So if you want to live to be 90 and have a great time with your family and friends, that's what I certainly want to do. Live to be a healthy old age. Help yourself to losing the weight. The Calotren way, Calotren, is the only natural weight loss formula that is accepted not only here around our country, but around the world. 24 years they've been in business. Right now, they have a Mother's Day sale. You get 90 days of the product you pay for, another 90 days free. So you really give yourself a good chance to lose the weight and keep it off. Help yourself to the advantages. Read all about it at toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. That's toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code, no shipping, and that 90-day free deal. It's yours to be had. To help yourself stay healthy, be healthy, go to toploss.com. Find out about Calitrin. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV while you're there. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code RADIO to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to a $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here. Canada, Ken, according to your research, has approved the Pfizer vaccine for younger people. Is that something that will follow here in America, do you think?
Well, that's why we're talking about it, because that's why it's so important. Currently, the approval for these vaccines go down to the age 16 in America. And the news this week is that Canada got ahead of everybody, got ahead of America, and Health Canada announced that they're approving the vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, for Canadians aged 12 to 15. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are in front of the FDA as we speak, and we're hoping any moment this week or next week we're going to hear whether they're approved in those 12 to 15. And my prediction is that if Canada approved it, the American FDA will. They usually go hand in hand, so this will be interesting, because if you heard this week, the CDC is making some tough recommendations for summer camp this year.
Well, they're making recommendations for all kinds of things, the restaurants and the travel world, you know, and people are just, I think you're going to see, if we don't loosen things up, somebody is figuring out there's going to be a rebellion because people are just tired of it. They think we've been had to a point, and I think that we have been had to a point in terms of the government pushing people around and declaring this the emergency. It was, but it wasn't. And I think that's really the reason for people getting frustrated. The sales job on this has been totally messed up by the news media because there's so damn much politics in it. And so nobody really knows, other than listening to what you have to say and others like you, what the real story is. In a moment, whether or not we should waive vaccine patent protections, Ken will weigh in on that after a few words from your local station here on DJV Health.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back to Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The president has said he wanted to waive vaccine patent protections, and his rationale is something that makes sense to me. And I want to find out whether it makes sense to Ken or not, more importantly. In his words, and I'm not a, you know, it's not about politics. I've, you know, a lot of things he does are okay. Some of them aren't. Same I felt about Trump. It's not about the person and their general philosophy. It's about what they do specifically in circumstances. And here, the government of the United States, which is you, Ken, and me, our taxes went to pay all of these companies to develop the vaccine that we're now using. They didn't pay for the research. We did. And we have bought all of the taxpayers paid for all of this from beginning to now. So I think that Biden's right in restricting or waiving patent protections because these people didn't spend the money. They're making plenty of dough. They'll continue. But why shouldn't everybody be able to, like what happens after, 10 years? Usually when patents run out and generic drugs become the mainstay of what had been a protected group of ingredients and products. So in this case, they didn't pay for it, so why shouldn't we tell them that they have to give the formula to others to make?
Well, this is a very difficult question, and it's beyond, I think, this show, because I'm not clear what exactly, because I listen to both sides, and having done research, I understand both sides, and yes, the government did pay for this vaccine, but the companies, Moderna and Pfizer, paid a ton to get the platform ready to make these vaccines, and they plan on using this platform to make a lot of other products, and they amazingly made these products in record time, and I don't know what is being asked of these companies to give up. And that's what's not clear to me. And you don't want to take away all of their incentive, or then when we need them to quickly make these things, there needs to be some incentive for them, or we're not going to be, you know, it's not an accident that we were the first people in the world to make the best vaccines. And our vaccines, there's no doubt, are better than what everyone else has come up with, and realize that. Yes, the Germans were very much involved with us also, but the incentives that were involved in here have helped us to come to the peak of the best and quickest vaccines. And I'm not sure exactly. I have to learn more about this. I'm not sure what it is they want to give up, and I don't want to take away all of what is, you know, the best system in the world for making products, and that's what was proven here. And we have to thread this needle very carefully. So I need more information before I give you an opinion.
No. Okay. Well, I think you kind of did anyway, and that's okay. I think that there is a lot to be said for spreading the wealth around, if you will, making it available, these sorts of things.
Yes, I want to make it available, but I don't want to hamstring the ingenuity of the best companies in the world.
Listen,
at making,
are you
products.
Kidding? Have you watched television lately? Every single commercial, and listen to the radio now, commercials, every time we have a spot set, there's a drug ad. These people are not going to go to the poorhouse. They're not going to have a tough time just because in this one instance they had to give up perhaps something that maybe they had a hand in, but not a total hand in. So I get your point of view, but I think also I'm getting a little tired of the drug companies having so much say over the agenda, frankly. It's time we spread the wealth around, if you will. All right, moving along in the next half hour, I want to deal with one more COVID question about neurological connections. Let's see what we do about that after this.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Utah Governor Republican Spencer Cox says that the state will drop mask mandates for the upcoming school year after weeks of protests from parents. He says the state's rising vaccination rates indicate that districts are prepared to limit restrictions. The U.S. State Department said this week it recently fined U.S. defense contractor Honeywell $13 million after the company was found to have harmed national security by sharing sensitive information about U.S. military aircraft with China and other countries. The documents violated the U.S. Arms Export Control Act and the U.S. International Traffic in Arms Regulations. The White House issued a proclamation on the National Day of Prayer Thursday, but President Biden left out one important word, God. Biden referenced Americans' many religious and belief systems and the power of prayer. In contrast, former President Trump mentioned God 5 times in 2017 and 11 times in 2020. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Pope talks nationalism and migration. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA, Radio News Bureau reports.
Pope Francis condemned aggressive nationalism as especially harmful to vulnerable foreigners, migrants, and refugees. The Pope delivered the remarks in his announcement on the theme, Towards an Ever Wider We. It's his annual message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to be commemorated on September 26th. Francis emphasized that a fracturing of the collective purpose of we has become evident amid the COVID-19 pandemic and aggressive forms on nationalism. According to the COVID-19 vaccine tracker, the vaccination rate is about 25 times faster in countries with the highest incomes compared with the lowest. Francis further explained the theme expressed in this hope that we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us.
Pope Francis does address the crowd in St. Peter's Square every Sunday at noon, obviously when he's in Rome. President Biden taking questions from reporters outside the formal setting of a White House press conference is not something we recommend, Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted Thursday. He takes questions nearly every day he's out with the press. Psaki disclosed, a lot of times we say don't take questions, but he's going to do what he wants to do because he's the President of the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour of DJV Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the most esteemed cardiologists and best doctors in the country. He does give great advice to his patients and to those of us who listen on the radio with him. He's one of the top cardiologists in the country, and that's what late cardiology obviously does. But we talk about lots of different things, and obviously we all have strong feelings about COVID, whether they get the shots or not. Here's one of the reasons maybe why you would want to have a shot. There apparently is some research that's being done or has been done on the effects of the virus, even though it's not clear from what I've read, Ken, but I just thought you'd weigh in on this for a moment, if you will. The COVID connection to your brain, to neurological issues that some people, even psychiatric issues down the line that some people have had. This could be a serious problem, and maybe we don't even know yet what the real problems are. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
What do we know?
Well, there's been immediate effects on the brain, long-term effects on the brain, and definitely head-to-toe effects, and that's why I'm a big advocate of the vaccine. I'm more afraid of the virus than I am of the vaccine, and this virus can cause excessive clotting from head to toe. It can cause excessive inflammation in the circulation from head to toe. And it's very possible. We've seen cases of encephalitis with this, where most have fully recovered, but not everybody. And we know it affects smell and taste, and this works by nerves to the brain. So it very clearly has neurologic problems on many, many people. Just ask how many people lose their taste and smell.
I'm looking at a report that's in Lancet that looked at about 250,000 patients who had COVID, and they found that about a third of them had neurological or psychiatric problems after they tested positive for the virus. So what I want to know, and this is what we don't know, if you've had the shots, is there a study that looks at it the same way? You're all about efficacy. You're all about having as much evidence-based medicine as possible here. Of course, you can't predict what's going to happen down the road. But in this circumstance, I thought it was very interesting to see the results of it. I don't usually look at the studies myself. I'm happy to have you do it because I'm not a doctor. I don't know half the time what the hell they're talking about. Anyway, but this was pretty clear. And then there's another study that's been done at the Colorado School of Medicine, their Department of Neurology, that basically sort of says the same thing. We're in the early days of this. We don't really know what's going to happen, whether you had the virus or you had a shot.
Doug,
and I think that's what makes people kind of crazy, isn't it?
No, well, Doug, it's a new disease, and we don't have the time to take 10, 20 years to do the tests. And we're in the biggest drug test the world's ever seen, because, we'll look back and see what happened to all of us who were vaccinated and who weren't. And but you asked about the brain. The first symptoms are loss of smell and taste. And then later, there's a fraction of people who battle headaches, debilitating fatigue, trouble thinking clearly. And this has been referred to as the COVID-19 brain fog. So sometimes in medicine, often in medicine, you don't have the luxury of doing the study, getting the evidence, and you have to use your intuition because you just don't have the ability with a new disease. And one would imagine that getting vaccinated compared to the people who don't are going to have less of these neurologic issues. And usually with vaccines, most of the badness occurs in the first couple of months, and we're well beyond the first couple of months with these vaccines.
The patients who were in this study that did not have the vaccines, they had the virus, intracranial hemorrhaging, half of a point, 0.5.56, so that's half of 1% had hemorrhaging. A TIA, 2% of the people who had the disease or had COVID had a TIA. Let's see, 0.1% had Parkinson's, dementia, almost 1%, not quite. Anxiety disorder, 18% of the people who had it went into anxiety, and any other psychotic disorders.
So these
about
so
2 points.
18% had anxiety who had not been vaccinated but had COVID-19.
Right,
see, that's I'm sure more than what you'd see in the general population. See, that's very significant.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's move on to some other things that don't necessarily connect us to COVID. You're a heart specialist, cardiologist. Six out of if you look at this is advice, though, that you've been giving for years. You look at some of the things that have come from people studying why folks have heart attacks and strokes because they don't get enough sleep. So what's the latest on that?
Well, this is a big study, and it is the latest on sleep and how important it is for preventing heart attacks and strokes. There's going to be a virtual meeting of the American College of Cardiology in about a week or so. This is scheduled for May 15th. And what we learn is the sweet spot is 6 to 7 hours of sleep per night, lowers your risk for heart attack and stroke. More and less is not good, but that seems to be the sweet spot. 6 to 7 hours for optimal health, for optimally lowering your risk of heart attack and stroke.
How much you sleep between 7 and 8 hours a night, right?
No, I get probably 6 to 7. I thought previously we were quoting 7 to 8, but this is a big study that I think is going to change with the recommendation, and as we learn more. And so it seems I had been getting anywhere between 6 to 8, and I'm glad actually I was doing okay. I was trying to get 7.
I know, me too. But I get 7 if I take a nap. Otherwise, I'm usually at about 6.5
So you're
hours.
Doing well.
And it's very interesting. Over the years, I've noticed this, because I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, between the farm and the radio stuff. Most of my work on the radio has been done in the morning. So you get up, and you know, you got to be ready to go on the air. And because of that, I've managed, sometimes it was 5 or 6 hours, but I have found through my own experience and my own study of me that if I get 6 hours and 20 minutes of sleep, I'm great. And I don't really need a nap. If I get 6 hours and 10 minutes of sleep, I need a nap.
Well, good study, and it turns out you're ahead of us again here, and this is in a large population, so you've been giving out good advice.
All right. We'll talk more about the heart in a matter of moments here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel talking about sleep. Wow, let's talk about MyPillow and all the things they have to make your experience in bed wonderful. Whether it's the down comforters, whether it's the blankets that they have, whether it's the sheets that they have, the pillows themselves, the company is built on pillows. That's why they call it, hello, duh. MyPillow. So right now, you'll be happy to know that if you use the DJV code, you can get all kinds of specials on the towels that they have, on the new My Slippers that they have, on the usual things, the pillows, the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the Dream Bed sheets that come from the Egyptian cotton, all the things they'll put together, made here in America. MyPillow is one of the great companies in America that is very proud of, and so am I to talk about them, because all the stuff is made in America. So get your MyPillow products. Save a lot of money on the towel set, on the new slippers that they have. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. Visit MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This report is sponsored by IBM. According to a new IBM Institute for Business Value survey of more than 14,000 consumers, the pandemic has elevated consumer focus on sustainability, with 93% saying their views were impacted by COVID-19. The biggest shifts in perspectives were around shopping, investing, and work, with many reporting they're willing to pay out of their own pockets or even take a pay cut for a sustainable future. More than two-thirds surveyed said they were more likely to apply or accept a job with an environmentally responsible company. 54% said they would pay a premium for brands that are environmentally friendly when shopping. Murray Simpson, IBM's global lead for sustainability, climate, and transition.
Businesses need to show their commitment to sustainability in order to maintain consumer trust. We see many companies beginning to make strides to build transparent supply chains or improve energy management to reduce carbon emissions with the help of innovative technologies like AI and blockchain.
For more insights, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The program you're listening to, DJV Health, comes to you as a long-form program. You can listen to every week and weekend on a lot of the same stations that carry the DJV program. And we also have a podcast which features the best of Dr. Ken in this circumstance. DJVHealth.com is where you find it, or wherever you get your podcasts. The most recent one, we talk about rest and how it equals better sex. That's part of it. Certainly a lot of conversation about COVID and the things you need to know about the vaccines, that sort of thing. The president calling for the ban of menthol cigarettes, we talk about that. And what you, if you're drinking coffee, how that affects your heart. All of that sort of thing from the cardiologist of note here, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology. Pick it all up every week in the long form or the short form at djvhealthshow.com, or as I said, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, next. Here, Dr. Ken and the focus back to the heart, because that's his specialty. If you are a pre-diabetic, you better listen to this.
Yes, another announcement of new information coming out of the virtual meeting of the American College of Cardiology next week is that pre-diabetes raises the risk for heart attack and stroke. Pre-diabetes is when we're in this intermediate, this gray area between having normal blood sugar, fasting, which is under 100, and when it's over this middle group, usually over 125, and that becomes diabetes, this intermediate area from about 100 to 1, to one early 120s is called pre-diabetes. And we had suspected this was true, but it's always just been used as a warning that you better, you know, reduce the white flour, get down to ideal body weight, get into an exercise program so you don't get diabetes, which we know actual diabetes as opposed to diabetes clearly comes with all the havoc, including but not limited to increased heart attacks and strokes. But now we know that this pre-diabetic range, and you can also diagnose this with a blood test that you don't have to fast for, the hemoglobin A1C, which is about a 3-month average of your blood sugar, and depending on the lab will tell you what the number is for their lab for pre-diabetes, and then higher up, how high it is for actual diabetes. And the warning is that pre-diabetes usually is treated with lifestyle changes, getting limits on the white flour intake, getting down to ideal body weight, and getting into an exercise program. Sometimes it's treated with drugs, but that is an area of a bit of discussion in the medical field, and not everybody yet is doing that. I personally like to start off with lifestyle, see if we can get that blood sugar normal with lifestyle changes.
All right, so another heart-related study here, spousal problems with the heart, husband and wife. Is that, I'm looking at that and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that sort of makes sense. You eat the same stuff, right, and live the same way.
Well, this is another announcement of findings that will be delivered at the virtual meeting of the American College of Cardiology, is that heart disease often comes in pairs. The person who you spend years and years, maybe a few decades with, both of you have heart disease together, and as you suspect, and as what we suspect is that a lot of it has to do with lifestyle. After a decade or two, you're doing the same things, and the same habits lead to heart disease. Heart disease does have a genetic component, but it has a lot to do with your own behavior.
All right, there it is, the word from Dr. Ken. Coming up in a moment, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour now. Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida is here. I want to acknowledge, perhaps as part of this conversation, my query to you in terms of questions. Your relationship, you're working with nurses. It's National Nurses Week. We had National Nurses Day. You have your own cardiological clinic. Do you employ nurses? How do you work with nurses, or nurses just in hospitals? Do you, and do clinics like yours use nurses? What's your experience been over your career with the nurses? Because I asked the question, a lot of people think that nurses are more important than doctors.
Let me send tingles down your spine, Doug, because nurses are everywhere. You know, we're coming up on Mother's Day and Nurses Day together. Well, in my life, my mother, rest her soul, was a nurse. And my mother was a registered nurse and, you know, just a wonderful human being, would have dinner in someone else's house and wash the dishes for them. And, I think it was her duty to do that. And, you know, just was a tremendous human being till the day she couldn't breathe. And at 89, she was taking care of patients. She was actually in her 80s volunteering in what's called the Medivan. It was actually recognized. She never even wanted this, but as one of the lights that the first President Bush was giving out to those in volunteer organizations for helping others. But she, with retired physicians, would go around to those who had no health care in the so-called Medivan and would take care of them with no charge. And she did this to her mid-80s. So nurses are wonderful people. If more of us had their philosophy, you know, this world would be a much, much greater place. Unfortunately, they're everywhere. They're doing more. They should be doing more. They're amazingly good teammates in the healthcare, taking care of patients. And even financially, you know, my mother would be amazed how they're paid today compared to how she was paid in her youth. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's something that relates to our discussion on DGV Health about how to take care of prostate cancer. A lot of times now it's recommended that men have their prostate frozen or the tumors frozen, and I noticed that there is some suggestion that this be a new treatment for women who have breast cancer. How do the two go together?
Nice analogy, Doug. Yes, this is a major breakthrough, and you're going to be hearing more about it. This is coming out from the American Society of Breast Surgeons this week, also in a virtual meeting. The use of cryoablation, freezing tumors that are low risk for breast cancer, instead of actual doing invasive surgery. And if you're dealing with this, I hope you're not, but if you have to deal with this, ask your doctors about the possibility of cryoablation instead of surgery, if that's an option. But this is at the cutting edge, and I think that we're going to see this used a lot more, as you point out, how it's being used for the prostate, but now for breast cancer.
All right, now, as long as we're talking about women, there's a lot of talk. Last week we were talking about coffee and what it did, coffee during pregnancy. The information that's out and about now in the medical community suggests that there are behavioral issues with children, I'm guessing. If you drink too much coffee while you're pregnant, it'll have an impact on your child. How deep does that go?
Well, coffee, we're talking about caffeine, is a stimulant, and it can increase, you know, the effects on the child. And, you know, my own old-fashioned views here is just doing as much naturally while you're pregnant, you know, staying away from alcohol, any drug you have to take, first talk to the doctor, and just eating and living as naturally as you can, and I think that's probably how you get the best outcome. And I know that with women's lifestyles these days, they are living much more aggressive lives during their pregnancy, and it seems to be doing okay, but you know, you have to pick how you're going to act on your own.
Yeah. I think when we were talking about husbands and wives, you go through the same thing historically as far as being physical is concerned. That's pretty good. Very interesting information. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.